This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A symbolic display of solidarity on behalf of each of those universities. We're not even talking about divestment yet from the actual arms companies that are invested in this genocide using these students' money. Every single university should have stood up in rejection of this hate and of this genocide. Every single hospital in Gaza has been bombed. Not one, not two. Every single one of them. We would expect that every single medical institution, every hospital in Dallas and in the United States would stand up in rejection of this atrocity. Instead, it's been crickets. To the media institutions that are here, 113 journalists that we know of, some of them are my friends, some of them, as of last week, were shown to the world beheaded in their cars by precision bombs, some of them paid for by our tuition here, manufactured out of Dallas. We're the journalists that are standing up in rejection of the deadliest period that we know of in the history of armed conflict for journalists and for press. We're the faith leaders that have lost their moral compass, that used to stand up against hate and that would be by our side. Where are they today? Unfortunately, there is the Palestine exception. These students are unfortunately the victims of the Palestine exception. Each and every single one of these students would have read about Martin, Medgar, and Malcolm, would have read about how indifference, in fact, was the cause of the lynchings that used to take place around them here in Dallas, of all of the moral catastrophes that have occurred in our not-so-distant memory. Yet when they decided to take a stand against the genocide that the entire international community seems to recognize as a genocide, they were penalized. They have faced the full thrust of the law. They've been told they're not welcome in no uncertain terms. And supposedly a university that is committed to change makers is penalizing some of its boldest students who dare to be so. Lancet, British Medical Journal, estimates that the death toll in Gaza is actually around 200,000, the majority of whom are women and children. These students decided to take a stand because some of those casualties are either their relatives or the relatives of people that they know, or just human beings that look like them or maybe don't look like them. They decided to take a stand. They didn't burn down anything on this campus. All they did was usher in the spirit of truth and justice under the dark cloud of a genocide, which unfortunately this university has been complicit in. In the wake of those atrocities, I want you to think about what our parents put inside of us and instilled inside of us of the demand to live up to the opportunity that we had to become voices of truth and to become voices of these moral causes. And then to find out that the tuition that you worked your entire life to pay for, that the tuition that you are putting to use so that your children could go to school and could become advocates, become the heroes that you always hoped they would be, that same money is being used to slaughter your relatives back home. We're not even talking about taxpayer dollars. Just think about what the protests were about. Divesting from arms companies, divesting from weapons manufacturers that are literally beheading women and children on our screens every single day. I ask you as a person of moral conscience, are you okay with that? I don't care if you're Muslim or Palestinian. By the way, the majority of the protesters have not been Muslim or Palestinian. I'm asking you as a person of moral conscience, are you okay with that? And then why we're not doing more collectively to put pressure on these institutions to do better. And so I say this to the UTD administration, do better. And if you don't do better, then we will not be silent. We will not allow for 21 students to be isolated, intimidated, and penalized. You better believe that we will not go away until all of the charges have been dropped and until they can proceed with their education and go on to become who we know they can be, and they're already outstanding. Thank you.